morning, Rohit. This is Rohit. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Rohit. How are you? You sounded very different. There was some other Rohit I got connected to. But okay, so I'm looking for this patient who wants a refund. Account number 31487.
31487. Okay, just allow me a second. Let me pull the information up.
Yeah. Paper. Yeah, is it a true credit? That's what I need to know.
Sure, I'm checking. And just ask you, Ms. Rainey, we receive like from some email from your email address. It's like something, it's a flight and then it's a crypto. It was you or? Hello?
For who? Yeah, what email?
Yeah, email. Actually, it was regarding your flight ticket and it was about the crypto. The email we received, like yesterday we received two emails and today also we received two emails. So
that's so weird. Can you send me, can you forward me that email?
Yeah, and you know what, due to this reason I have called you yesterday but you were not pick the call.
You did? I didn't get any calls from you. That is so weird.
But you are not picked the call, then it went to a voicemail. And there was no any voicemail option as well. So that
what?
Is, yeah, this is why I'm sure.
You went into voicemail and there was no voicemail option?
Right. I don't know what happened exactly, but every time, whenever we called you, but you not picked, we got option for a voicemail to left. But yesterday I didn't get it.
So it just kept on ringing and ringing?
Ringing and then directly setting it's please leave the voicemail, but then after it got connected, disconnected.
That's so weird. What time was that?
It was almost early in the morning, like it's 7 a.m. in the morning. I tried to reach you because I just confused that why this kind of email we received. It might be possible that your email has been hacked. That is just need to confirm with you. Is it you or
can you send me the, can you forward me that email please?
Sure, I'm gonna send it to you right away. This
yeah
email.
Yeah, but tell me about this patient.
Sure, let me check this first, this patient. Okay, yeah, account number is 31487 and the patient is Junior Barrett Junior Vandal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, $250. It's a credit one. Wait a second, let me check. Okay, yeah, I can see that, yes. Actually, the patient made $250 payment on the date of service, January 14th of 2025. And also, the insurance issued the payment as well for this claim. That is why it's showing the credit balance from the patient side.
But that's weird. Why he would send a payment? Was there any old balance from him?
Yeah, there is like two claims it's pending from 2024. One was $225 and second was $330 only, which we initially...
So then was that paid? Was that claim paid?
No. This claim is not paid yet.
Then maybe it needs to be for that. That's why he paid. Why else would he pay that?
That might be, but you know what, like we...
Did we adjust the one that was staged?
No, we haven't adjusted anything.
So then why is it that if the bill was not paid for those date of services, then that's why he probably paid $250?
Because as per the insurance company, the payment is showing on the web portal, but we haven't received the payment from insurance company. And our team is follow up with the insurance company, but we haven't got updated. This was, do you remember the Cigna Hairspring one? This patient has, and we already...
So then we should not be returning the money to the patient until we get it from the insurance.
Yeah, exactly, we can do that.
So, what is the status on that Cigna payment?
The Cigna, it's showing like the payment issue on a web portal, and also we called to the insurance company, so the payment is there, but we haven't received the payment from their end.
Is it a check?
Yeah, it was 2024, so that might be possible. This was a check, but if you allow some time, we will check with the insurance company what is the status of this claim too, as of now. Right, and then...
So how long have you been following this claim?
Since the claim was submitted.
So we still don't have resolution? That's
right.
Weird.
And do you remember in the past, you and we, like, both on call with the Cigna Hairspring, and they have provided, proven information to us for our check. Do you remember?
But that was a while ago, you know. So we cannot be doing that. You see?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to follow. Your team should have been following that.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the reason I need to check with the insurance company again. That what was the status currently? That is this payment, right? And I'll get.
So why? What is the date of service that was not paid?
It's October 2024, post date of service.
So what's the total for that?
$255, both charge amount. One was $225 and the second one was $30.
Okay, this is October what?
2024.
No, date.
The 7 and 8. October 7, October 8.
Okay. So then I will not give the check.
I'll get back
so
to you.
So then did Tina or anyone ask you if this is a true credit? What does that show in the account balance?
Sure. Let me check any email I've received from her or not.
Please, baram bach chuke hai. Jaan hi raha phone pe. You have to take the phone.
No one has asked about this balance.
So then they are just doing it among themselves and making a decision, I thought. Okay. So what does the balance show? Is there an RP balance showing?
The RP, it's a credit balance that the patient made a $250 at the time of appointment of January 25.
So it's showing a credit of $250 as RP balance. Then maybe that's the problem. That's what they're looking at.
Exactly, yes.
You know, but, okay, can you figure this out and let me know?
Sure, I'll get back to you as soon as possible with the details.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Bye. Oh, send me the email. Bye.
Okay. Sure. I'll send you the email.
Oh, thanks. Bye.